So the Shia is going to focus on the last few dapim of Ksuvos, which is not this week's Iyun, but the next week, but I thought it would be kedai to speak about Eretz Yisrael. I've discussed it in the past, in this shul, twice. I'll probably re-articulate a number of fundamental ideas and add a few more along the way. So we'll begin with the Braisa. The Braisa, in the second set of wide lines, the Braisa makes the following statement. Tanu Rabbanan. Hu omer la'alos. The husband wants to move to Eretz Yisrael from Chutz Laaretz. He wants to make Aliyah. Vi omer chelo la'alot. She has no interest. So the Braisa writes, Koyfen oso la'alos. He has the right to go ahead and compel her, coerce her, to move to Eretz Yisrael. Vimlav, if she refuses to, teitzei b'lo ksuba. The halacha is mikra din that she can be divorced by her husband without receiving a ksuba. And the reverse, the Braisa says, is also correct. He omeret la'alot, v'hu omer shelo la'alos. She is the one who is in favor of making aliyah, and he's opposed to it. Kofen oso la'alos, so the bezdin can go and compel him to make aliyah, v'imlav yotzi v'itin ksuba. What is striking, of course, here is that we had an earlier gemara in Ksubas, which I'm not discussing this issue right now, but it's a question that Rishonim raised, namely, koifin ala mitzvahs, a famous sugi in Ksubas. So why should this be any different? Of course, one could assume that maybe this is not a mitzvah. Maybe there is no obligatory mitzvah to go ahead and make aliyah. But the two gemaras need to be reconciled. We should him talk about this, but I'm not focusing on that right now. Yeah, pashtus. That's what the Sugin Subas earlier said. The Bezin has the right to compel a Jew to fulfill a mitzvah. Ad kedei anisha. He can be punished. He can be physically subjected to punishment. But anyway, here there's a separate braisa that speaks about the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. And each of the two parties, whether it's the husband or the wife, have the right to be kofer on this mitzvah. They can utilize Bezin, and the nafkamina would be whether the woman will receive a ksuba or won't receive a ksuba. And the Braisa goes on. He omerit latzeis, hu omer shelo latzeis. I deal with these issues all the time. If she wants to leave Eretz Yisrael, and he says no, kofen oso shelo latzeis. You can compel the wife not to leave Eretz Yisrael and to follow the position of the husband. V'yim lav, she wants to leave Eretz Yisrael, teitze b'lo ksuba. What about the other way around? Hu omer latzeis, vi omeret shelo latzeis, the reverse situation. He wants to leave, she does not want to. Kofen oso shelo latzeis, v'imlav yotzi v'yitin ksuba. That's one gemara I want to focus on. And then there's a second issue, which all of you again are also aware of this issue, and that is the issue that the gemara raises regarding the same halacha of kfiya as far as Yerushalayim Yerakodesh is concerned. There actually are two separate issues besides the one that we just mentioned. The second issue is the issue of Yerushalayim, and then there's also an issue that's discussed in the Mishnah, Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis. If we're talking about moving from, how shall we put it, a more aristocratic kind of location to a less aristocratic kind of location, that's a third issue that's significant. And the fourth Gemara, which I want to make reference to, is on the bottom here of Kuf Yud Amud Beis, and also it seems to be agadic in nature, named the Gemara quotes a Braisa. Seven lines from the bottom up. Tanu Rabbanan. The Odom Yodu Odom Eretz Yisrael Afil Beir Shuvu Akum VaYodu B'Chutz Laaretz Afil Beir Shuvu B'Yisrael. I mentioned already a few times that I have a brother who lives in Chadera for the last 51 years. So he doesn't leave Eretz Yisrael B'Chlal. He wouldn't venture into Tumas Eretz Amin B'Shum Panu B'Ifen. He doesn't understand how anyone could go to Chutz Laaretz. But whatever the case is, so when I lived in Toronto, Canada, I mentioned that I used to call him from time to time. He called me from time to time. He didn't say hello to me. First thing he said to me, the Olam Yadu Adam Bechadera. Shalafi Daitcha Zair She Ruba Akum. Akum means Lo Kokach Shavet Torah Mitzvot. Val Yodu B'Toronto Yishu Ruba Yisrael. That was the opening salvo. Every single conversation that I had with him till I moved to Eretz Yisrael 29 years ago. So that was more or less the conversation that took place. And after that, he would tell me Shalom Aleichem. That was the second. No, I don't believe so. But he just used the Gemara in a very liberal kind of fashion. But here the Gemara says that if you live in Chutz Aretz, Kilo Ibid Avedes Kachavim. Ki'ilu. Luckily, the Gemara says Ki'ilu. Ki'ilu Ibid Avedes Kachavim. V'chein B'David, the passage that Chazal quote, Ki Gershuni Hayom Istapech V'nachas Hashem Leimor Leichavod Elohim Achirim. So it doesn't mean, as the Gemara says, Chas V'Shalom, doesn't mean go and worship Avedes Zara. Two lines on the bottom, Kofiudah Mebeis, Kolado B'chutz Aretz, Ki'ilu Ibid Avedes Kachavim. The Gemara then, the last two lines here, quotes a famous statement of Rabbi Yehuda, one of the most famous statements in Shas. We also have to take this into consideration. If you leave Babel, you go to Eretz Yisrael, Yom Ba'aseh, Shedemar, Pasuk on Daf Kuf Yed Aleph, Babel Yuvo, B'shama Yu, Ad Yom Pakti Yisrael, Nu Mashe. The question is, what is that Pasuk talking about? Is it talking about Kli Shores? Is the Pasuk speaking about this mitzvah? So we'll come back to that hopefully a little bit. Then the Gemara quotes also one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas that was made famous basically by the Satmar Rav Zatzal in his Kuntras, Al Agula Val Tmur, which is Kedai to read. And there he based on these three Shavuos that the Gemara has. The Gemara said, number one, Shalodal Yisrael Bachoima. Number two, Shekinash Bachot, Yishbiach Kodesh Bachot Yisrael, Yesh Palmar Mekomot. And three, that Hashem was mashpia the akum shloishlabdu b'Yisrael yosimidai. The problem is, what is the nature? What are the parameters of these shvuos? Very, very unclear. Simple pshat, lo yalu Yisrael b'chayma. Rashi says, top Rashi, yachad b'yod chazok. Very unclear what the gather of that is. That we should not conquer Eretz Yisrael together, b'yad chazaka, with a heavy hand. The second shua, that we should not be morei b'umas ha'olam. We don't have a clue what that shua is talking about. Not a clue. And the third, shel yishtabdu em b'Yisrael yosir b'day. This Gemara always reminds me of the famous machlokes of Rishonim with reference to Mitzrayim being punished. You know, Mitzrayim was punished. So, of course, the question is, why should they be punished? They were just Mekayim, the Bris Ben Absor. The why? They were simply carrying out the Yad Hashem. They were Shulchim of Hashem Yisbarach. We showed them have a field day. The Ramban, the Rambam, the Raibit, everyone in town has what to say about this topic. But one of the theories that is advanced by Rishonim, they went beyond the pale. What's beyond the pale? No one asked them. Kol haben ha'yilod ha'yeretz ha'shrichu. It says, v'gam ha'sagoy yashir ya'avodu. Don't know, no. They were obligated to subjugate us to Abdus. And doesn't even mention Mitzrayim. Pasuk says, ki ger yez ha'chor v'eretz lo'lohem v'avodu v'ino osam v'abba mi'oshono. Look at two. Doesn't say exactly who's supposed to carry out this mandate. But Hashem is going to punish them. But why should they be punished? So one of the theories advanced by Rishonim is that they went beyond the pale. Namely, as I just mentioned, that's already me'al me'iver. Why? Who said so? What are the parameters? We don't have a clue. See here also, the Gemara says that shalishtabnu yesim midai. What are the parameters of this? Of yesim midai. So that always reminds me of that. I always contrast the two. Okay, I'm just mentioning by way of highlighting a few Gemaras just in order to get into the topic. I'm not sure what that, exactly that means. Kolecho the fee madrigoso. It's very subjective. Each person obviously.
You know,
so,
you know the house question is already beyond that.
Okay,
you know
if you say so.
Is, but you know where.
Okay, but what exactly, as I said, these Gemaras are very, to a large extent, I would say, very cryptic, very elusive, not delineating. So the Satmar Rav Zatzal, he made a valiant effort to define what exactly these three shuas are based on his goyness and the like. And just to give you the bottom line, as far as the Satmar Rav is concerned, the Yar Sameach, I have it here, I mentioned this already before, and this is a famous letter of the Yar Sameach that was censured for many years. You can understand why. Because he disagrees with the Satmar Rav. And he points out over here, this is on page number 3, starts on 3. There's a long tshuva he wrote on the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. He speaks about Eretz Yisrael with such chiba, with such ahava, it's almost beyond belief. And if you look on page number 4, top, it was initially printed in Or HaMizrach. They were the one who were maybe 50 years ago, 45 years ago. I used to subscribe to that because they had articles from Dali Yisrael. Rav Shechter wrote a lot there. Most of his Svarim come from Or HaMizrach, articles that he published there 50 years ago, 45 years ago. And so here they published this, it was censured, this letter to Yosemech. Yosemech is Yadua. He was in a tremendous machlokes with the Chavetz Chaim Zatzal on the issue of Eretz Yisrael. I don't want to get into all the details. If you're interested, you can speak to Rabbi Brat, Shlita. He'll give you a lengthy excursus on these topics, but I don't need his excursus. I investigated the matter myself for the last 50 years. So he writes over here, on top of page number 4, L'chein la'orei Rabbi the mitzvah yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, yetzig mishna she'en atzricha. Dvom shutin.
This is the
Asamech. And he writes in the third line, besides the Birchas Hamazon, Alorat Sateva, and Hispalu Alecha Derech Hartzom, line number 3. Amnam Becholzeh, Imki Mitzvah Shiva Sesel Shkula, Chol HaMitzvahs, but this is a very important Yisod. Mitzvahs Talmud Torah Shkula Kedegu Shkula. I hope I'll get to discuss this in a few, little while. That is a very important Yisod. There are those who contend that Eretz Yisrael Ibra Alas. That's a mistake. There's no question that's a Hashkafa, which is not correct, not well grounded, not well founded. He says it explicitly. That's a pasuk in this week's parsha. Uzahav haaretz ahi toiv. Ein toiv kataras eretz yisrael. V'chad minon kisolik lahosim v'adu k'arba minon. V'im amanim skenim b'chutzaretz. There's no smicha in chutzaretz. Gemara tzadhed in the first pair. Afilu hasomchim v'aretz ha'nismachim b'chutzaretz. Im lo shiyu amanashi yachzul aretz. U'l'das ha'rambam cheshven ha'moadim k'yum toli b'haskomis chachmei eretz yisrael. And that's the pasuk Asher Tikru Osam. Chaviva like Hakatana Sheba Eretz Yisrael. Yosef had to be loved with Chutzaretz, and it goes on and on. But essentially, he writes at the end of this paragraph, the pasuk which is really the yisod of that statement that he made. Talmud Torah Shkul Kinegel Kulam. He writes Vayitalem Arzus Goyim VaAmal Umim Yiroshu, and the pasuk says clearly why. Ba'abur Yishmu Chukav V'Sayreisav Yitzer. That's a tenai for being in Eretz Yisrael. Is Shmiras HaMitzvahs, Limud HaTorah, that is the Tznai Kodon Lamaisa. I heard myself, Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, on many occasions indicate this, and without quoting the Asamech, but to him it was the love of Pashut, that the entire establishment of the State of Israel, there's no question, he felt it was an act of Hashkoch Hashem Kamo, divine providence. But again, our entire existence, we lived without a state for hundreds of years, thousands of years, that's what he pointed out. At one point in time, the Hashkoch saw it was necessary to have a state, perhaps on the heels of the Shoah. That's what I heard from Apam Zatzal. I also heard from Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal. From a number of Gedolei Yisrael, I heard that. But it's clear that Eretz Yisrael, the state of Israel, is only a means to an end. The end is, Kiyum HaMitzvahs, Shmir HaTorah, that's Vom Shutim, not just Plukim Tanakh. It's Kimat Chazal, everywhere you go. I wrote an essay on this topic also many, many years ago, but whatever. There are many, many rayas this Yisrael. But he goes on, and it continues to describe. Again, if you take a look at the bottom of the page, I'm not going to read the whole thing. If you have a chance to read it, you can hold on to this and take it and read it. And he's Megala here. So does. But what emerges probably most vividly and most graphically from this essay and from this letter that he wrote is his Ava for Eretz Yisrael. On page number 6, just to I underline this also, Odachas amati lodiya daiti b'zeh ki nefesh ha-yisraelik shura ba-aretz ha-sheba ha-yukol ha-tikshorot ha-umbal al-kei ha-shamayim u-ba yushkufu kol ha-sudos. All ha-sidos, Eretz Yisrael is the epicenter of everything. V'flivu chazal, it's a person, ba-aretz ha-sachayim, many in the Hallel, that we say, on Yom Tov, we said it actually quite recently, about walking ba-aretz ha-sachayim. So many mefarshim interpret out sachayim as referring to Eretz Yisrael. And then he goes on to say that that's the way a person can get to Shleimus. By the way, he didn't live in Eretz Yisrael. He was not Zeicher. He lived in Vinsk, together with the Rogatchover, with his Shutif. And therefore, he goes on to say that where our relationship to Eretz Yisrael is different than a nationalistic kind of relationship that a Frenchman has to Paris, has to France. That's what he writes further. V'chein, he said, the Abba that a Tzarfati has, Teretz Malato, and he somehow is very taken by the Eiffel Tower in Paris, etc., etc. That's not exactly the relationship that we have. Lokin Abba, Teretz Yisrael, and he quotes the Gemara in Ksubis, over here at the end. The Gemara says, Duchte the Meshe of Aaron Lozochla. I heard from Abba Lichtenstein Zatzal. He told me that his Rebbe, he learned the Chaim Berlin. He learned with Avutna before he came to Yisrael Chanan. And so he was once discussing with Avutna Eretz Yisrael. And Avutna told him that his minig was that when he would travel, if he put on tefillin in the morning in Chutzaris, he would come to Eretz Yisrael. When it was still day, he would put on tefillin again. The tefillin in Eretz Yisrael is not the same tefillin as tefillin in Chutzaris, based on the Ramban. That's his position, was based on the Ramban Allah Torah, that the Ikur Kiyumam Mitzvos is in Eretz Yisrael. Ramban writes it probably minimally three or four times, probably about six or seven times in his Perush Al HaTorah, starting from the very beginning of the, you can see it actually even in Bereishis, if you learn Ramban carefully, and then you can see it in Chayisah, then you can see it in many other parshas, in Acharei Mos, and a few other parshas, Ramban lays out this Yisod. אני לא מתעסק עכשיו בנושא הזה, אבל כדאי להגיד ברמבן, אפשר לסמוך עליי. אני כבר מתבונן בזה 50 שנה. Anyway, the difference is, and you, you are Baruch Hashem, you are Ben Eretz Yisrael. No, not at all, Ben Eretz Yisrael. My lot to him. And you still speak English. Does Eichar on this? But anyway, but you're born in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says in Ksubas, we had a Gemara earlier. Not just someone who's born in Eretz Yisrael, Ulitzion, Apostle Gentilim. Hametzapel Eroisa. Because of the nature of Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is a mokum tachas hashkochas hashchina, Eretz Hashem Hashem Elokech Abba, Miach Rishona, what does it say there? Eretz Hashem, Eidi Hashem Elokech Abba, the Parsha Nekev, Reishis, Hashona, Rach Rishona. So that Ramban has a Shita, that the Hashkocha of Hashem Eretz Yisrael is the direct Hashkocha, not indirect, not through satraps and through all kinds of mediation, not through all kinds of intermediaries, but it's a direct kind of Hashkocha. And this is the Shita of Ramban. Many are cholik. Yesh HaBesha, Lovak, Ata, Elagam Kin Acherim, Hamar Al Mipraq. Oh, say the word. I'm just saying that the others who are cholik on the Ramban. Ramban is a chiddush. It's a chiddush mechudush. I'm asking it. But it's a chiddush. It's a very beautiful chiddush. And to me, I saw the biography of the Maril Diskin, Hasorov Mibrisk. That's the name of the biography. Hasorov Mibrisk. He was a shtick fire. Maril Briskin, the Rabin Brisk. And he paskins in this machlok. It's like the Ramban. Exactly how he knows. This is a discussion. Chazanish and others. Who would pass like the Machlokes Ram Ramban, assuming that the Ram Shita is it's only a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah kiyumis. What?
Say a bracha again?
One second. That's a shaila. I didn't ask him whether he said a bracha or not. And he lost out to. I should have asked him that question. I did not. So I don't know. Perhaps yes. On tefillin. Avad. That's a gemara. Asuvi dav membo b'tzukah. We just learned it. Anyway, b'kitzis. So therefore. It's clear that you could say a bracha, but I didn't ask Rabbi Lichtenstein whether Rav Hutna said a bracha or not. Anyway, the reason why I'm telling you this conversation because of this line in the Or Sameach, that the Or Sameach writes over here, he quotes the Gemara in Ksubis. Loikin avas Eretz Yisrael. The love we have for Eretz Yisrael is not based on a feeling of nationalism, nationalistic kind of pride, but rather, duchtem de meshev aron loizochula. That's the Lashon of the Gemara here in Ksubis. What a Lashon. So that's the Lashon that Rabbi Aaron Lichtenstein quoted his Rebbe. Then his Rebbe went into literally panegyrics on Eretz Yisrael. Shvachim v'kilusim, what Eretz Yisrael is all about. It's fascinating. Gdolim in Chutz Haaretz understood, even sometimes, in some respects, more than people who live in Eretz Yisrael itself. That's what the Or Sameach, you see here, how he writes about Eretz Yisrael. That's the last few lines. V'yomar yoshev bo kodesh Hashem. The Achrayis, that's what Ramban writes. Ramban calls it Sifrei. Eretz Yisrael ain't a soivelis over Abeira. Eretz Yisrael cannot handle someone who doesn't have Eretz. Chutz Haaretz can handle it. It's not directly under the Hashgacha of Hashem. That's why the punishment that's meted out, especially for the three Averas, says the Ramban, Gil Arayi, Shvich Hizdam, Abed Zorah, more so than any other Avera of Chas Hashom, one does in Eretz Yisrael, Achmad al-Lisan, the results are catastrophic. The results are found in two Parshias, namely in the Parsha in Acharemas, Parsha in Gedeshim, Golus. Golus is a dreaded punishment. The most dreaded punishment that we have in Tanakh. That's what the Navi writes in Amos, that's the Haftarah, Tur Shechonach, whole discussion over there, what Navi we read actually for Acharemus Kedoshim, but that's the Navi that we read because Golus is essentially Hester Ponim. So Jews living in Chutz Laaretz are living in Hester Ponim, and therefore it's clear the Ramban, this is Ramban Shita, again, as I said, others argue with him, but the Ramban holds the Ikur Kiyumam Mitzvos, not just Mitzvos Hatzuyos Baaretz, not just Shemitah and Tumas HaMaaseh and Chavos Karka, but any Chavos HaGuf as well. eating matzah, putting on tefillin. There's an ikar kiyum hamitzvah of these mitzvahs as well, dafkas and Eretz Yisrael, and on the chutzvah. So that's what he writes here at the end of this little piece, the Yar Samech, the Meshech Chochma. He speaks about what Chazal mean, hamhalach dal ramos, umedabar loshon hakodesh. The yisoid of Eretz Yisrael is the yisoid b'harei kodesh. On the bottom of the page, he points out here, in this letter that was published in Hator, Tafresh, it was written apparently in 1921. A letter written after that, Koser Rabbeinu. So this, I believe so. He's the one who said there were a number of conferences leading to the establishment of the state. The San Remo Conference, that's what he's talking about over here. The San Remo Conference. So he basically points out the reason why the Satmarov's arguments are no longer operative. Because number one, there are two reasons why. Actually, three. One is that Gemara is Divri Agoda. The Gemara is not quoted by the Rambam Halacha, the three Shuas that I mentioned earlier. Item number two, that he says here, Sar Pachad HaShvuas, Uberishon HaMalochim, Kama Mitzvah Sishu Eretz Yisrael, Sheshkula Kanil Kala Mitzvah Shavater Elim Kaima, Umitzvah Kodish L'Sayeh B'chol Yecholta L'Kai Mitzvah Zoy, and that's the Pasuk in Yemiyahu, Amasai Tischamokim, and the reason number three, because they didn't carry out their part of the bargain. Okay, maybe we, in our efforts to come to Eretz Yisrael, perhaps violated what the Gemara says, the first Shavua, but they also violated their part of the Shavua, namely, Shalishtab Yisrael, Yesim Yidai. So the Meshech Chochma has three reasons why the Satmarov's arguments are absolutely specious, have no value whatsoever, and most Gedol Yisrael, 98% of Gedol Yisrael, are Maskim Yasamech regarding the Gimel Shavuas that the Gemara has in Yisrael.
What's the second reason they
Second reason is because Sar Pachad HaShavuos Berishon HaMelachim. They gave us permission to go ahead and come to Eretz Yisrael. Again, the San Remo Conference, the Balfour Declaration, I mentioned about it a few times. I heard from Rapam, he heard from his Rabbeim, the name of the Chavetz Chaim, Zatzal, that the Chavetz Chaim called the Balfour Declaration a Shvalzer Papier, a Weisser Papier mit Shvalzer Tzoros. That's what he called it. A white paper with black Tzoros. It means he saw already the Chavetz Chaim was going to be difficulty here in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, he was not convinced that the Balfour Declaration, even though clearly it was a very significant document, and one that heralded the ultimate return of Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, but all this is clearly bashgacha. As I said, Rav Soloveitchik Tim was milsa de pshita, that this was a monumental act of divine providence, the entire return to Eretz Yisrael, and even the establishment of the State of Israel, which many are not happy about. I don't think anyone in the Frum community is happy about the State of Israel. But at the end of the day, it's an act of hashgacha. Ain't shum solving. And then this I heard from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal in the 60s, and I heard from Rav Soloveitchik in the 70s, and I heard from Rav Abram HaKoyim Pam Zatzal also, a similar kind of, not really markedly different. They all have psukim and melochim that talk about Yerovim and Yoyosh. Vayasa Rabbi Ne Hashem, as you shall me, how bad the things that he did was. And goes on to describe it, yet, Hechzir, he was able to restore the Shetach of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, unbelievable. Yerushalmi actually discusses what the boundaries were that he actually accomplished, and yet he was a Rasha Merusha. So it's possible even for a Rasha Merusha to come and bring about such an Aliyah. And there are many rais from Tanakh. The Raya, the Rav Soloveitchik, used to bring a number of rais. One of the rais he used to bring from the Rambam, Pirsha Mishrayis, the Rambam mentions that Gechazi Ubanov. Rambam calls him Apikursin, Shlosh Apikursin. They were responsible for the Gula of Klal Yisrael. This is a Pashid Hashgava. In my mind, it's Hashkafa Tahira, Hashkafa Amitis, that I heard from a number of Gdoli Yisrael. And even though there are those who don't agree with this, but again, I think this is a founded primarily on the Yar Samech over here. Okay, so this is just, I didn't really just even scratch the surface. First, I want to just make a general number of general comments on this sugya. You're not holding it probably, but I don't know who's not holding in the sugya of Eretz Yisrael. My whole life I'm holding in it. Anyway, so I just want to first make a number of general comments, and then from there, I'll try to explore some of the items that I mentioned over here in this sheet of Marmikomos. First, we'll just mention one of the most fundamental machloksim among the Gdoli HaRishonim and the Gdoli Achronim as well, is of course, it's actually found in this Marmikomos sheet, but it's also here. You can see it actually in Tesis. But if you want to see on this Ma'amar Kama sheet, look in the bottom of the page number one, you can see it. It's here in the Sugi Ksubas, and that Brisa, and that Daf. If you have the Gemara, you can see it in the Gemara. If you want, you can see it here in the sheet itself. Hu Omer Lalos. There's a famous Tesis on Kuf Yud and Beis. May I read the Tesis? You can see it here, Kuf Yud, Tesis number 3. Eino Noeg Bizman Hazeh. One of those famous Tesis of Mishas. That this mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is not Noeg today. The Ika Sakonas Drochim. So in that alone, we can now more or less finish the shiur and say on this 300 hours of discussion, not on the Metzias, or whether there is Sakona today or there isn't Sakona today. Yet, how do you measure Sakona, and what Sakona are we talking about? Is it Sakona Pikuach Nefesh? Is it less than that? There are different dargas of Sakona. Achreidim here have a field day on this statement in Tesis, but most assume today that it's not applicable. Pashup Shad, he says, Enon Noeg, Lalos. We're talking about the mitzvah of coming to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, that's correct. That's what they want to be mechalik as well. That many are mechalik between whether you're here. Matter of fact, in the Rambam, there's also a whole diyun. Another one of the famous diyunim is in the Rambam. Rambam quotes, actually, he mentions about not leaving Eretz Yisrael. They ask Akasha, and they asked on Rav Soloveitchik, he came here in 1935. He was the candidate to be the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv. He only came here once in his life, and he was a candidate. He lost the candidacy because at that time he was a member of the Aguda, and they wanted a more Mizrahi candidate. In the end, they chose Harav Amiel from Belgium. He became the he became the rabbi of Tel Aviv, and he was an Odin Gadol himself, very also colorful, romantic personality. I'll just leave it at that. I'm asking. I have to agree with you. That was clearly my Shamayim. In order that Rabbi Asger should be able to become a Talmud of his, and Avishai David should become a Talmud of his, and thousands of others, and it should save Klal Yisrael basically in Chutz La'aretz and all over the world. So that's the reason why he lost that election. It was a Siva Masevi, classic Beis Halevi at work, Ein Shum Sofek. But that was the overt reason that was given because of his political affiliation. That's what they claimed at the time. So I heard from Mamneria, Zechazag Zibrocha, I heard a number of occasions. I used to visit Rav Neri every year. He kept thinking that I'm visiting him in order that he should give me a different sefer each year, which he did many years. He gave me about 15 svarim of his that he wrote. And in one of the svarim, he details he was present at the meeting that took place between Harav Kook Zatzal in 1935. He was on his deathbed. And Harav Soloveitchik. A very famous meeting that took place. There were others that were there. Avram Shapir was also there. The Shiva Mekas Harav. Avram Shapir Zatzal. And one or two others. And that meeting that took place, Rav Kook said to, he spoke to the Rav in learning, and then he said that he's a nitzotz of the Zeda, of Rav Chaim Briska, who learned, he learned Valoshim with the two Rosh Yeshiva. He was more nitzotz than the Nitzir, as opposed to Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. That Rav Soloveitchik himself said. He himself said that a number of times. But that time he said that he's obviously a miur of the Gadlus, he's going to become one of the Dolei Ador. He said to Rav Kook, this is Rav Neria heard with his own ears. And he reported this, and I heard it from him, and he wrote it in his sefer. And okay, so that was the famous meeting. That was the only time he was there. So then the question is, how could he go back to Chutz La'aretz? Rambam says you can't leave Eretz as well. So the answer is he had a contract. He signed a contract to be the Rav HaKoilel, Rav HaIr Shel Boston. And he felt that contract, Rosh HaMishpat, was more important than the Rambam leaving Eretz as well. Kach Shamati, Merabam Lechazin. I asked Rabbi Lechazin this discussion about 40 years ago, how he left Eretz as well, based on the Rambam. And this is what he told me. The Rav was a Cheshe Mishpat issue. He felt that was involved over here, and this trumped my favorite verb. So this Yisod trumped the other Yisod of leaving Eretz Yisrael. Now it could be, again, in terms of what you mentioned, it could very well be that that's from the Rambam. You see, take a look at page number one. You see the Rambam over here. You see the Rambam in Halacha Tes? Asad Latzis Meretz Yisrael, the Chutzar Sa'ilam, Ela Lilma Teira, we just saw that, Olisa Isha, Ola Hatzim and Akum, V'yach Zod Oretz. The Rambam goes on. That's the Gemara in Ba'avasa. Those are Psukim Mechumish. So the Rambam is mashma. This is Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, the Daik from the Rambam. I heard this from Agoyin of Rabbi Feinstein Zatzal a number of times. That his father was medayik. If you are living already in Eretz Yisrael, that's a different story. As you indicated, Rambam to a moment ago, the issue is that someone who comes to Eretz Yisrael Now the question is what your status is. What are you allowed to do? Not allowed to do, with exceptions of the situations that you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael for business reasons, for Kibbutz Avayim. Ram doesn't mention that, but you're allowed to leave Kibbutz Avayim. That's also Gemara, Gemara Kedushin. And you're allowed to leave for marriage purposes, to learn Torah, even though that I don't certainly be Vanein. I think I told you over the story I heard from my Rebbe Rav Noach Bonstein Zatzal. He's a Talmud of Briskov. So when I wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael in Tavshin Lamed Aleph, he told me, why do you want to do that for? I said, what do you mean? I want to learn in Eretz Yisrael. So he told me, you can go right upstairs on the next floor. There's the Goyen Ador, says Shurim, Haras Soloveitchik, and there's nothing like him in Eretz Yisrael. No one. Not a vinkel in Eretz Yisrael that comes near him. That's what he told me. He learned by Briskov. He's the number one Talmud of Briskov. So Kashramadi for many Talmudim of Briskov. That's what they told me. And then he told me, the Gemara says, Abzera fasted 40 Taniyos. Why did he fast 40 Taniyos? In order to forget, when he went to Eretz Yisrael, to forget Taras Bavel. Why? Because Taras Bavel, this is what he was using the analogy, is inherently on a high level. Iyun Godel. Shel Maran Harav Soloveitchik. And Eretz Yisrael is like Hashmacha Bekiyas. That's how he saw Eretz Yisrael. This is in 1971. That's what he told me, Kach Shamad, and he wasn't completely wrong. Anyway, Bekitzer, whatever the case is, I didn't listen to him, and I went on my merry way. Kamo Dorenu, that doesn't listen to any Rebbe, any Rav. So I was no different. Lo Shtaneitim Yachirim. And it was probably the best thing I ever did in my life. Because of that, I'm living in Eretz Yisrael today. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. No question about it. So I fell in love with Eretz Yisrael, with Yer Sameach. Okay. So now, this is just by way of introducing the topic. So comes next part of Tesis. It says here, Hoyom Rabbeinu Chaim. The Achshav Eino Mitzvah Lo Deretz Yisrael. There are two ways of reading this Tesis. One is a simple pshat. How do you read it? Eino Mitzvah Lo Deretz Yisrael. Rabban Soloveitchik in the 60s said, it's a mistake to read the Tesis that way. Taisa should have said that Einenu Mitzvah. What's that? Eino Mitzvah. So he understood the Taisa to be read Eino Mitzvah. There's no Tzivui Lo Deretz Yisrael. On this, I could say 100 hours of Shur. Just on this topic alone. This I heard from Avraham Soloveitchik in the 60s. I was astounded when I heard it. The Taisis on the over here that we just began. Kuf Yud Amid Beis. Kuf Yud Amid Beis. In the middle of the Taisis, Rabbeinu Chaim. This is Rabbeinu Chaim who's not Rabbi Chaim Briska. How could that be? So Rabbeinu Chaim said in the Balei Taisis that Yesh Kama Mitzvah Satuyas Boretz. He says, Eino Mitzvah Lo Deretz Yisrael. So he contended Avraham Soloveitchik very passionately, very strongly. I heard him in the 60s say it. And then I discussed it with him when he made Aliyah to where? To Chicago. I discussed it with him before he made Aliyah to Chicago. The same. And he repeated himself. Then, years later, I was zeichet to meet him in Toronto many, many times, and we discussed this issue, and then he kept telling me, Rabbi David, you've already discussed this with me 4 or 5 times. Why do you not believe what I said? That's what he told me. Because I never read the Tesis that way. In my entire life, I've seen the Tesis tens of times. I thought the Pashup Shad, I still think the Pashup Shad, I don't get excited about the Diktok. That doesn't disturb me, doesn't trouble me. Pashup Shad, isn't that the Pashup Shad? Rabbi Baum, not down there. You never read any differently. Eino mitzvah. Lo Deretz Yisrael. That's how many Achronim interpret it. Why? Here comes the next. Ki yesh kama mitzvah satuyas baretz, v'kama ein shenein anu chayim lizor b'hem, v'lamed aleihem. So what I'm interested in is one element here. What it says to say, the main reason why once you got Eretz Yisrael, not because of mitzvah yishu Eretz Yisrael, but to be v'kayim mitzvah satuyas baretz. According to the Tesis? What do you mean? What are you asking? Mitzad? You're saying Mitzad the Gemara in Yevamos. Kosher Yom Yisalkes Hapachas. Many Rishonim say what you say. There are many interpretations of that Gemara. But this is one of them. What you just suggested that Eishar the Kaim Kol HaMitzvos. Ben Nachom. That's correct. By the way, they make that Kesher. That Kesher is already made by many. Yeah, between the two statements of Abchaim, correct? Abchaim Kain. But anyway, I'm just pointing out that you see from this thesis that the key, matter of fact, I brought actually this is found in, I think I cited it here. Yes, it is. On page number 2, item 9. This I heard from Avraham Soloveitchik. The 60. What's that? I'm getting to the main nekuda. It takes me time here. On page number 2, which is item 9, Das Kinnabal Yatesis, on the Pasuk in Mishpatim, Vishay Shonim Tizva Sadecha, Yosef Tizva Osa. So I heard this in the 60s from Abraham Soloveitchik. Afilu Bemed, Idma Isa Bemedrish. Afilu Ein Lalada Melchur Vachat B'tzich Gago, Chayav La'avda B'chol Yoyin. V'nir L'Rav Meshe, Dafka Be'eretz Yisrael. The harvest of fresh fruits of Isis. He told me, Abaron, he's the only Das Kinnabal Yatesis in the entire Torah that tells you that the Iker reason why one should live in Eretz Yisrael is to be marbe hafrosh shetrum samaisa, namely to mekayim mitzvahs hatzuris baras. This is the einzuka daskenim in the ganze Torah. Kach shabati mipit kodesh. He would know. He knew kol Torah kula. So he see like a chayim that the major feature of going to Eretz Yisrael is kiyum hamitzvahs hatzuris baras. That's the Gemara in Saita that all of us know. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go there to Israel? To eat Yaffa oranges? When I came to Israel, 71, that was the big thing. Yaffa oranges. I don't know, they still have them, I imagine. What do I know? So, you see, in that Gemara, and there are other Gemaras as well that indicate this. So you would think, what? That's the reason why. What about the Ramban? Found here on page 1. V'yashtem esaraz, v'yashtem bo. V'yashtem Ramban claw. Ramban here. And the Rabban Sefer Mitzvahs, that's also found in the back of this pamphlet. In the back of the pamphlet, you'll see page number 8, number 9, number 10. I'll get to that in a moment. But you see that the Ramban is of the position, there's a mitzvah saseh to live in Eretz Yisrael. And allegedly, the Rambam is cholik on him. And generally, what is assumed in the Rambam, that the Rambam does not deny the value, the significance of Eretz Yisrael, of living Eretz Yisrael. But he holds it's a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah chiyumis. How do we know that? So this is discussed by literally every single achron that ever wrote on the topic. And this is a discussion of Abdinezer, famous Abdinezer, long Abdinezer, Tof Nun Dalit. After spend 5 weeks learning that Abdinezer, every line, every word, every vav achibur. And he discusses this issue, chiyumis, kiyumis, Haramesha Feinstein Zatzal, in a famous tshuva, on Eina, in Ebn Ezer. It's found here on number 17, page number 3. So he's the one who basically, he doesn't use the brisket sprach, because he needs to invent him brisket. What can we do? He wasn't a brisket, he just knew Kala Torah Kula. So he writes over here, in this tshuva, V'nei rov ha-poskim, is there a mitzvah today? Like the Ramban, who says, Chemes ha-guf, the Ramban holds there's a mitzvah called Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. V'aso tzitom bitkim ha-mitzvah tzuyiz ba'aretz. There's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. That's why I assume all those who are here, except for Ben Ayoka, Hazeh, she-nolad ba'aretz. But we were not, all of us were not Zeicha. I think all of us are mistaken here. So he writes here, in the Rav Apostim Sabridu Mitzvah, Al Poshe Chain Zeb is Manazeh Mitzvah Chiyubish Al Aguf. Wow, Ramesh is Gevon Abriske. And here he says, it's not a Mitzvah Chiyubish. Vim Kein Hoye Mamele Nimsa Shasa Lada B'chutz Arz Mishum Shoyer Asay. Someone who wears a Begad Adal Kanfus that Tzitzis. And he says, "V'loy huska Yisrael al-ador beretzishos asulot se samanas lishkam b'chutzaretz." That's what you said correctly. V'ram mevuchz melochim. And he says it's not an isul lav. And if it was an isul, then anshe chutzaretz, the Ram should have said, "Asul lishkam b'chutzaretz." Misad ha'asei ene chiyumis el kshador shem b'kayim mitzvah. So Meshur writes a mitzvah chiyumis. That's what he. That's generally what we assume in the Rambam. Rav Soloveitchik thought the Rai was from the Lashon of Rambam, because the Rambam writes over here. You take a look at the Lashon. La'olam, Yodu Adam Be'eretz Yisrael. Halacha Yud Beis, on page number 1, Halacha Yud Beis, in the Perkei Echaz Melochim, the Ram says, La'olam, Yodu Adam Be'eretz Yisrael. What's that lashon of La'olam? Because the Ram is reflecting the Gemara. The Ram knows how to write. If he wanted to tell you it's a mitzvah chiyubis, so he would have said so. He doesn't say it's a mitzvah chiyubis, the Ram. But rather, he says that it's a La'olam. La'olam sounds like a mitzvah chiyubis. Now, Avraham Soloveitchik told me in the 60s, he has another diuk. I like this diuk immensely. Look in the last pages of this handout. You see that the Ramban Sefer Mitzvahs, so he writes over here, and this I think is, again, I don't think it's Mukhrach necessarily, on page number 9. You want to see the end of page 8. He tells you this is the mitzvah that the Hashmotis, that the Ram forgot to count. The Ram did not count the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. So in Hashmotis, mitzvah David, he tells you there, Shein Stabin L'Resh Yisrael, Shein Nasan HaKel Yisbarach, L'Avoseinu, Avon Mitzvah L'Yakov, Lo nazo biad zulaseinim in ha'umos, olishmama. That's what all these wonderful secular Zionists wanted to do. Let's go to Uganda. Let's go here. Let's go there. against this pasuk in Chumash, and that's the pasuk the Harashi Mesorav Yishabtebo. It's Nachaltem. Then he brings Raya and Sukkim in Dvarim, the Ramban, and then he writes for Haraya Shezol Mitzvah Amor Yisale Alei Reish Kashadibe Hashem Elkei Abasech Halach Altiv Altechos Ubshuach Hashem Eschem Mikodesh Baneiav Sukkim beginning of Dvarim. V'Chashelo Obu Lalos V'Tamus Pi Hashem Elkeichem. Next page, page number 9. And here's the line that Rabban Soloveitchik was medayik from. Hora shehoisa mitzvah lo yud v'avtocha. What does that mean? So he understood yud v'avtocha is the shita of Rashi. Rashi writes in that pasuk that Rashi mitzvahs b'shaftim bo. So Rashi says over there, eitza teiva komashmalon. That's a lotion of Rashi. I xeroxed it somewhere. That Rashi says eitza teiva komashmalon. And that pasuk. Another way the Ramban learns, Rashi Mesorah says, it's a chavis aguf. I'll read Lashon of Rashi. Rashi said you should empty out Eretz Yisrael from its inhabitants. Then you'll be able to survive. Then you'll be able to manage. So it comes out according to Rashi, not just Rashi, the Sfarno, also on that pasuk, has a similar explanation. There's no mitzvah. It's an eitzo kiyumis. The Torah is giving you sound advice. Sagacious advice. You want to be able to live in Eretz Yisrael? You want to be able to sustain yourself there? In order to do so, I'm giving you a piece of advice. What was that? I was about to say that, but you said it. So I was actually zoche in my youth to meet him. He came to the Bronx with his vigilante group. The JDL Chevra to save us. We're very few Yidden left in the Bronx. Rabbi Feinberg, you don't know the Bronx. Oh, you do? From where? You didn't grow up in the Bronx? Anyway, so we were under siege. I'm being polite now, trying to be politically correct. B'chulam, b'chulam. And it was really a situation that was very bleak. And so we called on Rabbi Kahana to come, and that's when I met him. In the 60s, and he went to work, and Baruch Hashem, he was literally Linakot et Ha'ir Tveria. That's basically what he did. He knew what he was doing, he knew how to go about doing it. Anyway, this was, I heard this Rashi from him many times, in the 60s. He's to cite this Rashi in the 60s. Novi, Kimat Novi.
Every Jew at 22.
What?
Then every Jew at 22, right?
So here, that's what Rashi says. If you want to be Mizkaiv, that's his soul. But the Ramban clearly does not understand it that way. And generally, the Machlokes of the Ramban is understood whether Rabbi Moshe Feinstein writes. But this is what Ramban Soloveitchik told me, that when the Ramban here says, Yehud v'Avtocha, that's the Shitas HaRamban. Namely, Eretz Yisrael, he called this Yehud v'Avtocha Mitzvah Kiyumis. That's how he understood this Lashon. Wow, I didn't hear this from Rabbi Soloveitchik ever. I heard from Ramban Soloveitchik 2 or 3 times. That he understood this Lashon, Yehud v'Avtocha, this is Shitas HaRamban. Yehud means something that we aspire to. Haftach, of course, is a promise the way Rashi learned, the Chumash. It's Haftach. If you want to be Mizkayim in Eretz Yisrael, so Rashi Mizkayim, Mishaptem Bo. You better make sure that we have an Achiz in Eretz Yisrael. So that's how he understood. And then he goes on, Ramban Barichos, but basically he's telling us Dvarim that are considered to be Dvarim Shutim, and you look on the end of page 9, then he ends this little piece, the Ramban, by saying, Eretz Shkula Kedekol Ambitzis. Okay, so you see a fundamental Machogis, the Ramban, and other Rishonim. Rav Chaim Kain. Let's say the machlokes between the Ramban and Rav Chaim Kain. It's not just the Ramban and Rav Chaim Kain. It's essentially a machlokes between the Ramban on the one side, and not just Rav Chaim Kain on that side. There's a famous tshuva of the Tashbetz. I decided not to do the tshuva of the Tashbetz. I was going to just say shir on the Tashbetz. Tashbetz has a lengthy, lengthy tshuva. When the Shimshon Metzemach Duran, on the Dolei Aposkin, Dolei Harishonim, he says very clearly that the Iker function of living in Eretz Yisrael is the Kayim Mitzvah Tzuyis Baris. Exactly like Rav Chaim Kain, that's the tact that he takes. However, many Achrayim are cholik on this, besides the Ramban. Ramban is clearly cholik on it, but others are also cholik. The two most famous people who are cholik on this are the Chassam Sofer and the Ma'arit. And the probably famous Tshuvas. By the way, on this Rav Chaim Kain, you know exactly what the Ma'arit, this Ma'arit actually is found here. I think on page number 7 it should be. You took on page number 7, you can see that here on page number 7, there are two issues that I brought here on page 7. Issue number 1 is the position of Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther claims this mitzvah is no longer relevant, will only become relevant again the Yemes HaMashiach. And that's the position of the Munkache, the Minchas Eluze. He passed like the Megillas Esther. But that Megillas Esther is betos. The Abnezer points this out, that he made a mistake. And the reason why he made a mistake, because the Ramban quotes the Sifrei. Sifrei is found here on page number 7, in the middle of the page. You see the Megillas Esther. That's why the Rambam doesn't count this mitzvah, because it's not doing Gzman HaGolus. And the Sifrei is the Raya that the Ramban quotes the Sifrei, but doesn't quote the entire Sifrei. And here on the side, you can see the entire Sifrei in Parshas Re'eh is quoted. The Ramban only quotes the Sifrei up to the point, let's read the Sifrei. You see, Maisa Abiyudah ben Sarah, Ramasi ben Chorosh, Rab Chanina ben Achi, Rab Yeshua, Rab Yedison, on page number 7, in the middle section, the left-hand column. This is quoted by the Abnei Nezer. He quotes the entire Sifrei. But this is the Sifrei in front of you. And this Sifrei says they were leaving the Chutz Aretz, and they came to the outskirts of Eretz Yisrael. The Zochu is Eretz Yisrael, Zochu Einem, the Zogu de Moseim, the Korah Bideim, the Korah Mikra Azesh, Shemar B'Shamat, is called Ram Eile, the Yashapta Be'artzam, the Amr Yeshiva, the Eretz Yisrael, Shkula, Kedek, Kala Mitzvah, Batayla, period. That's the Ramban quotes up to that point. He doesn't have the last four words of the Sifrei. So based on that, the Megillas Esther says, you see that this is not any longer relevant. And you take a look in the right-hand column, the Megillas Esther quoted by the Abnei Nezer. What? Okay, that's a good question. I'll get to that maybe if you remind me in a little while. But I'm saying that Megillas Esther quotes the Sifrei the way the Ramban cites it. But then the Abnei Nezer points out that there's three more words in the Sifrei. V'chazu b'olim komam. They decide not to leave Eretz Yisrael. So therefore the Abnei Nezer says the Megillas Esther is wrong. Tabi Gadol, Minchas Elazar is wrong, they're also Minchas Megillas Esther, but they didn't leave Eretz Yisrael because they after the crying and the demos, etc., etc. And then if you look a little below here, I have a few other comments. First, the Abnei Nezer, and directly below, the one below the Megillas Esther. You see, there he says what I mentioned earlier, that if it's all Rishus, the Memshala, La'alot, Imhisig Rishu, La'alot, the Yisyashid, Mechuyub La'alot, the Be'at Alek Hatam, etc. And therefore, the Yalu B'chema, Rasib Yor Chazokam, but if they give us permission, it's not called a violation of that Shavuah. That's what the Abnei Nezer writes. And also, the Abnei Nezer is seconded by the Marit. Now, the Marit goes even further in the left-hand column, lower left-hand corner. The Marit is in the Trani family. So he writes, take a look at the last four or five lines, Kos HaPchayim Koyin, Ashav Shadrocha Mishuboshim, the Mordechai, he's quoting from the Mordechai, Kos HaPchayim Koyin as well. And then he writes over there, the last two lines. It's a Talmud Toya that inserted that piece in the Rav Chaim Koyin, and therefore it's a Tov Sofer. That's for the Marit from the Gdolei Aposkim. That's what he writes regarding this matter. Now, in terms of the Rambam Shita, what? He's referring to that Tosis of Rav Chaim Koyin. Yeah. That's a Tos. Hagoas Talmud Lav the Samcha Hikla. So the Shel Shus Marit, the famous Marit that he writes this, and there can't be Samich on that Talmud Toya, Shekosav, that inserted the Rav Chaim Koyin. I know, there's a Chayin Rabbi Tam against writing in the Gemara. That's all I do, basically. All my Gemaras have silly Ha'aras written on the side. So, and I learn myself, so for the last 50 years of my life, I don't have a Chavusa. Usually my chavrusa, the shiurim that I give. So that's the only chavrusa that I have, and the Rebbeinu Shlom, Ima Anochi B'Tzar. Anyway, so I write on the side, so someone told me many years ago, David, how are you writing on the side? It's against the Chayin Rabbi Tam. You're not supposed to write on the side of the Gemara, because they might put it into the next edition of the Tosis, who knows what's going to be. So I said, Al Tidag, they're not going to write my Horus in the next edition of Tosis. It would have to be completely and totally gone off the deep end in order to do that. Okay, let's just...
strange question, V'chaya Omer.
I'm asking, I'm bothered by that too. What's V'chaya Omer?
V'chaim Pasak.
Okay, I'm bothered by every single Lashon in this Tosfos. I wrote on this Tosfos also many, many years ago, maybe 35 years ago. And I saw the Maariv 35, 40 years ago. Okay, but anyway, I'm just telling you that... I want to just...
Say
that
what?
Oh, okay, that's... Okay, but the shkula is also there. I want to say something. Even the Shita Saramban, if the Ram holds it's a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah kiyumis. But at the end of the day, the Ram doesn't deny that lich ora, eresel shkula hi, kolam mitzvah. It's very dinim. There's a dialectic over here that many achrenim say already as well. that it's possible there's no chiyuv to make aliyah, but still there's a shkula can call a mitzvah. You look in the Lashon Rambam, by the way, this I'll just mention derech agav, what they say in the Rambam. They mention in the Rambam, what? Baruch Hashem, there are many mitzvahs kiyumios, nothing wrong with mekai mitzvahs kiyumios. We should do so, that's a good thing to do. Some is a kiyum mitzvah, why should we not be mekai mitzvah? But the Rambam is also very marich about, look in Halacha Yud Aleph, in the first page again. And he quotes the whole Gemara. This is very striking for the Rambam to quote all these Agadic Gemaras. What's feels there? What does he want? So it's clear from the Rambam also that Eretz Yisrael is something of incredible value. And all the Yodorah of Eretz Yisrael with the Mitzvah Kiyumis, as Dr. Mazenk has mentioned, nothing wrong. But I just wanted to show you a fundamental Machlokes of Rishonim, what the key is in terms of coming to Eretz Yisrael. Is it the Shitas Ramban? Or is on the other side, as I said, the position of the Tashbates who and Rav Chaim Kohen, that it's in order to fulfill Mitzvah Tzuris Ba'aretz. Let me just mention that there are many rayas against the Shitas, Rav Chaim Kohen, and the Tashbates. I'm going to bring you a few in a moment.
Rashi.
What?
Then I call Shitas Rashi and Chumash.
Rashi also. Rashi and Chumash, correct? Say it again. I can leave you a whole list, a long list. Rashi, very nice. I'm asking. I don't disagree with you. So you have a number of very... heavyweight Rishonim who say that position. But I will mention that the Rambam Shita, Kimat, you look all across the board, the Avnezer is the one who says it very clearly, and the Archaim HaKadosh. You don't have to go to the Avnezer. Archaim HaKadosh is earlier. He writes, there's no question that the Rambam is includes this mitzvah, even though when he writes one thing in Hilchos Melachim, this is found over here. I brought a little bit of this, if you want to see it, on page number seven. The Archaim HaKadosh and the Avnei Nezer says it also, that the Rambam clearly indicates that this is a mitzvah. The fact that he mentions the din of Kofin es Rabo Lalos. This is where we have the sugya here in Tzubis. The Gemara says, Asuye Mai. The Gemara says, Asuye Eved Sheborach. An Eved who runs away from his owner in Chutzlars, that's a pasuk. Le'saskir Eved Al-Doinav Asher Yinotzu Elecha Me'im Adoinav. Imcha Yeshe Bikir Bucha. Ba'amokam Asher Yivchar Loi Tainenu. And Yisro Ba'inu Asavodim. So that's Halach. If you run to Eretz Yisrael, then you have to find a way to sell him, and you have to, the master has to come to him there to sell. Ram has that lalacha. So clearly the Ram has a mitzvah aliyah there to sell. And there are many other rayas from the Rambam that the Archaim HaKadosh brings. Now the Rambam says, according to the Archaim HaKadosh, that this is a mitzvah, Shema Kefes Kol HaTorah Kula. And there's so many areas that the Ram does quote that connect to Eretz Yisrael. So one cannot argue that the Ram did not include this. That's what the Archaim HaKadosh argues. The Ram definitely included. But one of the biggest rayas that's not so well known, and this is, to me, a Rayim Mukhrachas to the Shitas HaRamban. Against the others that I mentioned, namely the Tashbates, and this is the Raya that is brought by Gedolei Achronim, and I heard this also from Magen Avraham HaLevi Soloveitchik in the 60s. He mentioned this to me already many years ago. How many years ago? Probably 60 years ago came out. I heard it from him when I was a teenager. So he told me the following. He told me, the Gemara says in Kedushin, it's also a famous Gemara. The Gemara says that by Kibbutz Avraham, that Sugya, and this happens all the time. I'm confronted with this shaila, kol hayom kol halayla. Why? Because I'm a rav, I have to be machri and all these shailas. I do not know, but it comes to me all the time. Husband and wife, she wants one mahalach, he wants another mahalach. So what does he say? Is he yeshiva bocha today? What's the sofek? Hakol magiyadi. I'm yeshiva bocha. She's just my wife. She has the schus of marrying me. I'm just being a little cute. She has a schus of marrying me. Rashke b'hag, she'll call me Agrila. So therefore, if there's any conflict, I'm the kobe. That's a gemara. The gemara says, Isha ain't sipa b'yod alasas. She doesn't have the ability to navigate, to control things. Rishus acherim oleha. Named her husband. So this Yeshiva Bacha tells me, Arav, ma'ata ro'em yagmara azot, Ani abali, me'achuz. I'm just expressing my hashkofa, Rabbi Baum. Hope you don't mind. I can't. So I'm a Rav, I deal with these issues called Yom Kalayla. If that's the case, how in heaven's name could the Gemara say that she could be kofer her husband, Lalo Seos Yisrael? What in tarnation's name is that all about? Kibbutz Avraham, she's under his thumb. Rishus Baal Aleha. She could be kai for her husband to go to Eretz Yisrael. So from there, Zetia. If the key is mitzvah tzuyas baretz, you don't understand? We basically don't understand the bichlal. Keep it up, aim. She's not obligated because she's tachat b'shus baal. So if that's the case, to live in Eretz Yisrael, in order to be kind mitzvah to his baretz, come kin tachat b'shus baila. Mazeh he yichola lachuf oto lalot aretz without absolutely any understanding whatsoever. If, however, you hold like the Ramban, there's a mitzvah not as a means to an end of being kind mitzvah to his baretz, a separate mitzvah of yishu Eretz Yisrael. Ebazeh, oh, then we understand this halacha. And this already, Achrein and Abinezer, also is a noged in this topic, because the Gemara says that Kol Mishadov Chutzlars Kilei Ein Olah. You live in Teaneck, New Jersey, Ein Olah, for all kinds of reasons, not just for this reason. You live in Chicago, Ein Olah, in California, in New York, Ein Olah. You're talking God, Kilo, okay, Kilo. There is a God there. The God of materialism, the God of Mammon. That's the God. That's the God that reigns in Chutzlars. I'm just expressing a little bit of mashkafa, if you don't mind, along the way. Someone sent me a picture of Simchas Torah in a big shul in Chutz Laretz. So, what did he send me a picture of? You think he should send me a picture of Hakav Shnias or Hakav Shlishios, whatever they have over there, people dancing? No, he sent me a picture of what the gourmet section of the shul looked like. It was a shul with gourmet, glot, every imaginable kind of food item, the size of the shul. That's all I saw. And he writes to me, this is what I saw. Zeo Simchas Torah b'chutz laretz. Chapanash. I've been saying it for years. Last 29 years. That's what it is. Okay. What then? Anyway, so this is one of the riots that Avraham Soloveitchik, Avraham Halevi, Agoyin HaTzadik, brought to me in the 60s. That it's clear the Shita Ramban is correct. There are other riots. Rise from the Eved, Eved Shabarach. Also, it's hard to understand if you hold it in terms of Kiyum Mitzvah Tzuyis Baruch, Mefasher Gomish, what's Eved Shabarach. Now, I want to mention something else that I cited before in the Arsanech, in the letter of the Meshech Chochma. And this is also clear.
It was published in a journal. Where is it now? Where did you come
from? What, that argument?
The Arsanech.
Wow. I couldn't tell you. Ask Rabbi Brat. You'll ask him? He was in Chutz Laretz for a while, so you'll ask him. He'll probably, I'm sure he knows this letter, no doubt about it. And he'll probably tell you where it is. See, he's holding by everything. I'm not joking. There's not a journal. He's not holding with not a kuntris he doesn't know about. Kemat not a sefer he doesn't know about. He's a mamash encyclopedia, poshuk encyclopedia of a svarim. I speak to him quite often when I have to look for something. So he finds it for me immediately. Mamash, you have a itza bolam over here. You don't realize what you have in this shul. He's sitting there tzanua. His own little winkle. And he publishes left and right. I don't know if you've seen what he's published. Can trace him and all kinds of other things that he puts out. Anyway, maybe I'll bring that as soon as I see him. If I don't know if he's back already. On Shabbos, I'll ask him where this Arsamech is to be found, where it was published, etc. The Aram Mizrach, I took it. Aram Mizrach was published 40 years ago. I have the Aram Mizrach in my house. Rabbi Asga, I had nothing to do with my life, so I would read Aram Mizrach. Hope you don't mind. Well, what else would you have them for? Thank you. So there's another element here which I thought is also equally significant, and this is a very significant. What was that? Of the. I don't have the last 10 years. So I'm out of it. Are you working it? Okay, Baruch Hashem. There's an issue which should have been raised here, and let's start with HaKol Malon Yerushalayim, the Gemara. So we know that there were tkufis where, for example, the tkufa of the Beis Yosef, people lived in Tzfas. Tzfas is considered one of the cities, Ori HaKodesh, of Eretz Yisrael. There's Yerushalayim, there's Tzfas, there is Tveria. I don't think Bnei Brak is included, as far as I know, at least among the classic Ori HaKodesh that the Achrenim speak about. What? Yeah, Bnei Shalom and Lam the Torah Bnei Brak. Anyway, but Kitzes. So the question is, why did they not move to Yerushalayim during those tkufas? And the Gedolei Olam who lived in Tzfas. I'm using the Tzfas as one example. There are other examples as well that could be cited. And the answer, of course, is based on the Gemara Ksubis. And we saw it already in the Arsamach's letter at the very beginning of this year. If you saw the Gemara here, Rabbi Yehuda felt that you cannot leave Bavel and Yerevi Basay. And the Gemara as well, even though the Gemara has cites many Shvachim by living, look at Daf Kufyud Aleph. Kufyud Aleph and Aleph, in the middle of the page. If you look towards the last, it's a Mamish Kemah, the middle of the page. It's parallel to the Rashi, the Vyamaska Ilfa Mesid Badvarim. Omer Abiyudah Ma Shmuel, Keshem Shasa Lotzit Neretzel the Babel, Kach Osa Lotzit Mi Babel L'Shar Rotzos. So there's a famous Rashi. Rashi says, why is it also to lead Babel L'Shar Rotzos? So Rashi comments, Sheyesham Yeshivais Hamabitzais Teira Tomim. So this is a very famous letter of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish actually alludes to this Gemara, namely that the Chofetz Chaim in Poland, that was the Mokom HaYeshivis, and therefore that's the reason why one would not leave the Chofetz Chaim, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and that's the reason why in Tzfas they didn't go to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim at that time was Shomim. The Ramban writes in a famous letter that he couldn't find a minyan in Yerushalayim. Pasha the minyan, famous in Geres Ramban. The Igus Ramban, published by Rav Shavel in the blue two volumes, there's a Kisra Ramban. Kisra Ramban, he published the Igus Ramban. It's Kedai to, if you have the, well, they're busy learning your day. Baruch Hashem, the two Tantri, the Dava, the two rods of gold in front of me. So you have no time to read the Igus Ramban. But the Igus Ramban, that's where he, one of those letters he discusses that he couldn't find a minyan there at Sassel. Yushalayim Yerakadish. But so Tzfas, during that Kufa, was the year Gedusha, Malaya Kedusha, Malaya Chachmi Chazal, and great, great Gdoli Yisrael. And in the letter of the Chsam Sefer, I decided not to produce the whole Tshuva of the Chsam Sefer here, the lengthy Tshuva. The Chsam Sefer tells one of his Talmidim, maybe before I get to that Talmud, he had a Talmud named Rav Amram Chasida. That was the name of the Talmud. So Rav Amram Chasida, so he tells him, the Chsam Sefer, in that Tshuva, that he tried to convince him, who's about to make Aliyah, you must go to Yerushalayim HaKadosh. Hakol Mal Yerushalayim. When did Chsam Sefer live? In the 1800s. Okay, so he tells this Talmud of Am Chasida Dafka to go to Yerushalayim HaKodesh. He presses him, he pushes him in that Shuba of the Chsam Sefer. And the reason why, because he says Yerushalayim HaKodesh. He says, he calls it Shara Shamayim Yimos Eilam. He's Shvachim Kilusim Ala Ir Yerushalayim HaKodesh. That's what the Chsam Sefer, who also wasn't Zeich, he's in Pressburg. He wasn't Zeicher to live in Eretz Yisrael. Because they understood the Erech of Yerushalayim, and they quotes all the Chazals, Shashchina Lo Zoza, Me'akesel Ma'arovi, one Chazal after the next. And there's a whole litany of Amor Chazal quoted by Chsam Sefer regarding this issue and the value of Yerushalayim Yerakodesh. Kishom, Tziva, Tziva, Hashem is Habrach HaDailon. I've got all the slogans that he quotes in other Amor Chazal cited by the Chsam Sefer. So that's the reason why they lived in Tzfas. And not in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, where the Ramban I just cited to you. And he quotes over there the Sefer Chesed Avram, the Chsam Sefer, where Avram Azulai, one of the Gdoli Hasfardim, he also explains the Maila of those who live in the city of Tzfas, because beside the fact that it had a certain Kedusha, it's true, it wasn't Yerushalayim HaKodesh, but it was the ear Malaya. Chachomim v'soifim v'tzadikim. That's what he writes over there. Avram Azulai, the Chesed Avram. That's the reason why they live in Tzfas. And that's again. So I think the point I'm trying to make is that Torah. That's what the Rosh Hashanah said at the very beginning. Torah ibe alas. The most important criteria is Talmud Torah. That's clear from the Gemara, and you see that from this Gemara as well. The Talmud Torah is the key. Not because we're not Zionists. I'm a passionate Zionist. I think Ramban was also a passionate Zionist. But it's clear that Ramban, his passion is Zionism, was, as I said, connected to Talmud Torah and connected to those issues. Yeah.
I have a more fundamental question. Fine, maybe go to China. What's this meaning of going to Yerushalayim? That what Yerushalayim is that
By the way, let me point out to you, this needs a separate shiur. One second. This needs a separate shiur. How come we don't have the din of kfiya, namely the kfiya that works in both directions regarding Eretz Yisrael, does not work in both directions regarding Yerushalayim HaKadosh? Can a husband... What are the Gedarim Bekfiyah regarding a husband and wife as far as Yerushalayim is concerned? Not the same as Eretz Yisrael. That needs a separate shiur, separate discussion. But that's the Chsam Sefer talks about that also in that Tshuva. Okay, so what are you asking regarding Yerushalayim HaKodesh?
So, what is the nature of that field?
Right, Eretz
Yisrael, I accept
the
Ramban in Sefer
Mitzvah. The Ramban doesn't write that about Yerushalayim. It's true. But the Chsam Sefer does. He quotes there, Afil HaYavusi, Yoshev Yerushalayim. And you see that Yerushalayim is clearly, by the way.
So it's in that
Vayashken. Harav Levin saw Shlita. Yes, yes. Kanereshe Ken. Not just the Gra and his Talmidim, but they're more Tzeres Yisrael. He's asking on Yerushalayim Yerakodesh. To say that, but he's asking the Baal Shem Tov's Talmidim, also Yerushalayim Yerakodesh. But many of them, again, I don't know the entire history, but the Hashuas Hashchina of Yerushalayim Yerakodesh and all the Psukim and all the Divrei Chazal on Yerushalayim Yerakodesh, Rabbi Nevitzol traces this to Psukim Mibreishis. Vayashkein Mikedem LeGan Eden Esakhuvim. Abu is thus Yerushalayim Yerakodesh. He brings many rights. Kedarko, in his absolutely wondrous knowledge of Kol HaTorah Kula and Kol HaTanach and Kol HaMidrashim V'Hakol Bakol Mikol Kol, he proves that that pasuk. Take a look at the Sichos Avereishis. I saw it years ago. I heard it actually. I think it's in the Sichos Avereishis. Vayashkein Mikedem LeGan Eden Esakhuvim. He brings a raya that Mikedem is an allusion to Yerushalayim Yerakodesh. And there Yerushalayim, by the way, Rabbi Nevitzol, whenever I try to get him out of Yerushalayim, and he loves me Yerushalayim. He tells me for the last 20 years, I got him to come to three of my chasanis. Two of them were in Beit Shemesh. He didn't want to come to Beit Shemesh. So I basically packed him a chaynik, told him I'll drive him myself. He said, what, the father of the chasan, the father of the kala? Yeah, no problem. At the Mishamish Tamil Chacham. He will let me do that. At the end, he came. He came to all three chasanas. And he left Yerushalayim on two occasions. But he also left Yerushalayim to come to my former shul at least four times. I got him four times. I see him at Mishnayos. I see him at Shas. Once to speak. Once to discuss Midrashei Chazal. This is many, many years ago. A little back over 20 years ago. And he left. But he doesn't like to leave Yerushalayim in HaKodesh. He doesn't want to leave the old city of Yerushalayim. The Atikai won't leave. Forget about Yerushalayim HaKodesh. What? So, we had a number of simchas that my oldest son had in Har Nof. He asked me, is Har Nof Haim Zachedek Shal Yerushalayim? He has a son who lives in Har Nof. Tzvein Lebracha, one who was nifta in COVID. So, he used to go to Har Nof. He told me, the Maron Harav Pasak Shal Zachedek Yerushalayim. Lucky, if not for Maron Harav, that's what saved us. Otherwise, that wouldn't have happened either. Maron Harav saved us. The Machlok is not poskim, but those new areas, all the new areas of Yerushalayim, is that part of Yerushalayim regarding pulling, regarding taxes, all kinds of shailos that come up in Lalocha. Okay, I wanted to hear. No, next week they're learning the Dorm. Is that I'm not mistaken? When do you start? Thank you, Rabbi Feinberg. Next week, I think it's on Wednesday. I'm not sure what day it is. Okay, I was going to go into another area, but I don't think I'm going to because I see it's... What? I prefer to learn the Dharm, honestly, because I don't have a chance to learn. What? Thursday's the Dharm? Okay, Nireh, I'll see. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I prefer to start in the Dharm, to be honest with you. We'll leave this for another occasion. I've spoken about this twice before on the shul. This is the third time I'm discussing Eretz Yisrael on the shul in the last 2 years. So, okay, but not all of you were able to necessarily hear what I have to say. There's a lot more to say. I'll just end with one comment. I was asked, a frum guy, actually. He was wearing even a tova, what they call it, a kova tembo, as I call it. Anyway, he asked me, he came to Eretz Yisrael. He's actually a chaver of mine. He's never been to Eretz Yisrael. You know why he came here? One of his children got married here. So he, this got him brera. He had no choice but to come to Eretz Yisrael. I said, you had a brera. You could have not come to your son's wedding. He said, even I, he's not happy about Eretz Yisrael. He has so many issues with Eretz Yisrael. I can't begin to describe all of them. He's a chaver of mine from childhood. So he came here, one of his children got married here a fair number of years ago. And he asked me, with my attitude, do I get a kiyum of the Gemara? He wanted to know if that's totally on his hashkofa and his attitude and his position, or only someone who really subscribes to Eretz Yisrael. So I told him the pashup shot, even if you were a kova temple, as many of the tourists come, you also get a chedek olam haba. But I hope Yitz Hashem, that halicha, that Adam said to sell, Aviv Deret Sel Machkim. Hopefully it will have a positive kind of impact on you. Just being in the environment, Deret Sel. The Kedusha, Deret Sel. Anywhere, he says. Even he came to visit me, even in Beit Shemesh, of course. Beit Shemesh. Anywhere. Anyway, Bekitzer, so he stayed here for the entire Shevet Brachos. And actually, I spoke at every single Shevet Brachos. I spoke 7 times at this a very close chaver of mine. Every night he said, well, you going to say something else? Of course I'll say something else. And I said 7 different things. So I had 7 different Shevet Brachos. And then I told him that he should... Shevet Shmaitz. Okay. Then I told him he should stay a bit longer in Eretz Yisrael. He was in a position to do so. And he stayed here another week or two. And now he comes to Eretz Yisrael every single year. Now, so Baruch Hashem, and this particular son ended up living in Eretz Yisrael. And that was not what he expected or what he wanted. And now, not only one son lives in Eretz Yisrael, 3 children live in Eretz Yisrael now, and Hoshkin Breira. And now he comes to Eretz Yisrael not just once a year. This year he came actually 3 times. And I told him, maybe you'll consider making Aliyah, and maybe perhaps even living in Eretz Yisrael, Mitzvah Hashem, in the very near future. Okay, Yashikach.